Today is Tuesday, March 2nd. What to know about new efforts around the country to get American children back in classrooms. And we'll tell you about the new policies aimed at reuniting migrant kids and their parents here in the U.S. Plus, the latest fallout from that historic winter storm in Texas, YouTube's newest TikTok-like feature, and what Angelina Jolie just put up for sale that went for millions. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. A lot more American children are going back to in-person classes this week. Elementary schools physically reopened for students in several states like Ohio, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, Maryland, and Virginia. For a lot of kids in those states, they haven't seen their classmates outside computer screens in nearly a year. But things are changing. Axios reports more than 72% of American students are now back in school in person at least some of the time. And that includes everyone from kindergartners to seniors in high school. You'll remember, the CDC now says it's possible for all schools to physically reopen as long as they take proper precautions. And the CDC put out its clearest guidance yet for reopening schools just last month. Ultimately, the decision over whether schools stay open or closed is still up to the school districts and local communities, but it seems like a lot of them are taking the CDC's advice. And even more are expected to reopen soon. California's governor reached a deal with state lawmakers this week. It doesn't force districts to reopen, but it does set aside $2 billion to offer rewards to certain schools that do. It's expected to become state law by the end of this week. Hundreds of migrant children and their parents separated at the U.S.-Mexico border will be allowed to reunite here in the U.S. And the U.S. government could help pay for transportation, health care, legal services, and more for those migrant families. The Biden administration announced the policy changes this week. New leaders at the Department of Homeland Security say they're trying to undo the damage done by former President Trump's zero-tolerance policy. Remember, that program started as a way to make sure adults who crossed the border illegally with children were kept in jail and fully prosecuted and/or deported, instead of just allowing them to go free until their court date. But while the adults were put in jail or deported, the children were placed in child welfare shelters or told to live with other relatives during this legal process. Eventually, Trump did cancel his zero-tolerance policy, but not before thousands of families were separated and a large percentage of the parents were deported. When Biden took office, the parents of more than 600 children still needed to be located. So Biden created a task force to try to help. And now Homeland Security officials say more than 100 families have been reunited in the last month. They call it the moral thing to do. But Biden is also facing some criticism for rolling back some of Trump's hardline immigration policies. Some Republicans, including former President Trump, say this is just going to encourage more illegal immigration. And there's some evidence that's happening already. The Wall Street Journal cited sources who say the number of unaccompanied immigrant children arrested for crossing the U.S.-Mexico border just in February is looking to be about 50% higher compared to the month prior, in January, when Trump was still in office. So President Biden and other top officials are encouraging immigrants to hold off until they can get new policies in place to make the immigration system run smoother. To be continued. One of the largest adoption and foster care agencies in the U.S. says it's going to start working with LGBTQ parents for the first time. We're talking about Bethany Christian Services. This is a big shift for the 77-year-old Protestant organization that has offices in 32 states. One of Bethany's senior executives told the New York Times all potential parents are now welcome. He says, quote, "Bethany was ready and Christians are ready." This seems to be part of a larger trend. Lately, more cities and states have said adoption and foster care agencies must work with LGBTQ parents or risk losing government contracts. A 2016 report from UCLA found more than 20%, or one-fifth, of same-sex couples have at least one adopted child. That's compared to 3% of straight couples. Gay couples are also much more likely to foster a child. It's the latest fallout from last month's historic winter storm. The oldest and largest electric co-op in Texas filed for bankruptcy. Brazos Electric Power Cooperative says it was overwhelmed by about $2 billion in debt from the 1 week the state was dealing with an energy crisis. The issue is, freezing temperatures knocked power plants offline, causing millions of Texans to lose power. So to bring it back, Brazos says it had to pay for replacement power sources at excessively high rates. And industry executives back that up. They say the price of power, set by the group that runs most of the state's electricity grid, was at $9,000 per megawatt hour, when normally it costs on average $22 per megawatt hour. On top of that, the service fees were 500 times higher than usual. So in the end, Brazos says filing for bankruptcy is the only way to avoid raising rates for customers. And by the way, it's just one of the dozens of providers facing these kinds of huge charges from the state's regulators. Another company, Gritty, already shut down since it could not make those payments. The Texas Attorney General has now launched an investigation into the blackout and the grid operator. Lately, East Coast hurricanes have been popping up earlier and earlier, so meteorologists are apparently thinking about officially changing the dates of the season. The Weather Channel reports organizations like NOAA might move up the start date of the Atlantic hurricane season. Right now, it starts June 1st, but that date could move to May 15th. It comes after the most active hurricane season on record, but really, storms have formed in May each of the past 6 years. Meteorologists say they'll decide whether to change the season or not at a conference this spring. More news still ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Blueblocks. Blueblocks offers fashionable and science-backed blue light glasses to help you beat digital eye strain, headaches, and improve sleep, all with style and comfort. In fact, Blueblocks offers 3 different types of lenses, 1 sleep mask, and 2 light bulbs, each with their own function and purpose. One is called the Summer Glow Lens. It's a yellow lens that combines blue light blocking and color therapy, designed for daytime use when you're working under artificial lighting, and for those who suffer from anxiety or seasonal affective disorder. Of course, Blueblocks also has their clear lens or their Sleep Plus lens made for working at night. And they're all available with or without a prescription. And by the way, Blueblocks is the only blue light glasses company who has a charity partnership. For each pair of Blueblocks glasses sold, they donate a pair of reading glasses to someone who could otherwise not afford it. So go to blueblocks.com/newsworthy to learn more about all their options and styles and get 20% off your order. Again, that's blueblocks, spelled B-L-U-B-L-O-X, blueblocks.com/newsworthy. blueblocks.com/newsworthy to get 20% off your order. Okay, now back to the news. Yet another TikTok competitor launched in the U.S. This time, it's YouTube Shorts. The new type of videos called Shorts can be up to 1 minute long, but they're made up of 15-second clips and they're meant for vertical smartphone screens, so just like TikTok. Also like TikTok, you can add music, set up a timer, and speed up or slow down the recording. People can find the new feature on the homepage of the YouTube app. It's still rolling out, so not everyone has access to it yet, but those who can create Shorts will see the option when they click the Create button. Of course, this is not the first TikTok competitor to pop up. Since TikTok boomed in popularity last year, Instagram launched Reels and Snapchat started Spotlight. Twitter is rolling out some new rules to try to stop misleading information about COVID-19 vaccines from spreading online. Already, Twitter labels tweets about the nature of COVID-19, certain restrictions, and more. But this latest update to label tweets about vaccines takes the policy a step further. It'll include links to relevant information from science-based agencies like the CDC. And the social network will even start enforcing a 5-strike system. Consequences will range from just a warning or deleted tweet to permanently locking a user out of their Twitter account. The new policy starts now. For the first time in nearly a year, every Apple store in the U.S. is now open for business. In certain locations, people can actually go in and shop for products like usual. Elsewhere, they're just open for online order pickup or by appointment only. But either way, this is the first time since March 2020 that all 270 American Apple stores are open in some capacity. Of course, Apple had no problem selling products even when physical stores were closed. Its online store has been open and the company's revenue actually went up last year, almost 10% compared to 2019. Apple CEO says that number would have been even higher, though, had the stores been open. Vinyl records are apparently making a comeback. Last year, for the first time since 1986, records outsold CDs in the U.S. The Recording Industry Association of America says sales of vinyl records were up nearly 30% in 2020 compared to the year prior. It's tough to say what's behind this, but Yahoo reports young adults on TikTok could be playing a part. Vinyl records are apparently getting trendy on that app. TikTok's hashtag vinyl tag has been viewed almost 900 million times. And in case you're wondering what people are buying on vinyl, it's a lot of new music. Fine Line by Harry Styles was the most popular vinyl album of 2020. It involves art, political history, and even a touch of Hollywood, and it just sold for $11.5 million. We're talking about a painting by the man who led Britain through World War II. The former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill painted it back in 1935 during that war. It depicts a mosque in Morocco with the Atlas Mountains in the background. Churchill gave it to American President Franklin Roosevelt as a gift. Roosevelt's son eventually sold the painting, and it got sold a few more times over the years. The last time, it was American actress Angelina Jolie who bought it in 2011, and she just put it up for auction yesterday. Well, it went for nearly four times the estimate, selling for $11.5 million. It's now the most expensive piece of art ever created by Churchill. So far, no word yet on who owns it now. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Noom. Look, I'm not a fan of fad diets or get-fit-fast trends that just aren't very realistic. Well, Noom does not like that stuff either. Instead, Noom says it's based in psychology and wants to give you more knowledge so you can accomplish your personal health goals and stick with them in the long term. And Noom is clear that it's not just about losing weight. It's about a lifestyle and being able to replace your habits with healthier habits. In fact, more than 80% of Noomers finish the program, and more than 60% have stuck with their goals for at least 1 year. Noom is forgiving, too, because they know we're all human. If you go off track a day, no worries, you can get back on track the next day. So if you want to try it out, you can sign up for your trial today at Noom, N-O-O-M, Noom.com/newsworthy. Noom wants you to know there's a science to getting healthier. So again, sign up for your trial at Noom, N-O-O-M, Noom.com/newsworthy. If you want to learn how to live healthier, check out Noom at Noom.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. And today's question is, the moon has how many phases? You can answer this week's question in our quiz posted to Instagram stories, so find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod to play along. As for last week's trivia question, which American city is known as the City of Brotherly Love? The answer is Philadelphia. So how did it get its nickname? Well, it's rooted in Greek. Back in 1682, Pennsylvania's founder, William Penn, named his new city by combining two Greek words, philio, which means love, and adelphos, which means brother. Historians say William Penn wanted to create a place where people could live peacefully with one another, so the name fit and it stuck. To this day, Philadelphia is still known as the City of Brotherly Love, but that's not Philadelphia's only nickname. It's also been called the Birthplace of America, since that's where the Founding Fathers signed the Declaration of Independence. Shout out to Mary Beth, Jesse, Ashlyn, and everyone who played along on Instagram. And that's it for today. Thanks again for making the Newsworthy part of your daily routine. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.